Progressive Honduras to all units.
Joining me from Mildura Police, Acting Sergeant Shane Garraway. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Good to have you in the studio. Now, let's get to what is going on around the region. These $661 fines continue to be an issue for local police, don't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, the $661 penalty notice for drunk in a public place seem to be popping up on a regular basis on the weekends, which is not not what we want, that's for sure.
What was the capsicum spray? Beck McDonald mentioned this in local news this morning. What happened with capsicum spray used, was it?
Yeah, one of the incidents where our members went to arrest a person in Langtree Avenue. They were hindered by members of the public and forced to use capsicum spray to be able to effect that arrest.
That's the first time I've heard of that in Langtree at this point of time. But, it's not a good thing when police have to start protecting themselves with capsicum spray, is it?
Yeah, not at all. We're trying to do our job, and all we ask in return is that the public let us do our job.
Yeah. Traffic over the weekend, how did it look?
Over the weekend, there was plenty of cars on the road as usual. Being another nice weekend in Mildura, saw them out. There was a few collisions. Some were due to drink driving, which again is not good. Obviously, we're encouraging people not to drink and drive and use alternative measures, as in taxis or designated drivers. Last Friday evening, police attended a collision, which was reported to us. A female driver was later identified. It was taken back to Mildura Police Station, underwent a evidentiary breath test, and returned a reading of 0.119 as a probationary driver.
That's just not on.
No, it's not on at all. Being a probationary driver, obviously, she needs to be 00.
Yeah, zero. Mm. Friday, there was another event.
Also on Friday, another driver was located by police after they were involved in a collision with a parked vehicle in the CBD. He was taken back to Mildura Police Station, again, breath tested, where he blew a reading of 0.198. So he had his vehicle impounded and will be summoned to court at a later date.
Yeah. Hey, community message for farm and rural regions. Property going lost from time to time, and it seems to be a little bit more, amped up over the last few weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Our farming and rural community seem to be the ones that miss out a little bit in regard to this sort of stuff. And, you know, there's always quad bikes, tools and that going missing, chemicals from the property. We're just reminding them to make sure they keep everything secure and their sheds locked, chemicals stored correctly, houses, sheds, all that sort of stuff secured, to remove the temptation for thieves to go out there and start taking this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, this coming Friday, Saturday, of course, we've got Mildura Field Days. You guys are going to be on site, is that right?
Yeah, it's the 70th Field Day, I believe. Originally started as the Gadget Day.
Gadget Day, that's right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's on this Friday and Saturday at the Mildura Racecourse. Mildura Community Engagement will be there, have their community engagement caravan set up. So anybody's out there, come and have a talk to us. We're talking all things about Field Day and recruiting, so with the recruiting campaign going on at the moment.
What do you remember about Field Day? I mean, you're a local boy. You grew up here in town. So what do you remember about Field Days as you were growing up?
All I remember is they were on annually. I think I did attend a couple, and a few different locations over the years. I think they've gone from the TAFE College grounds out to the race course now.
All right, Sarge, good to have you in the studio. Appreciate you coming in. And, of course, 1-800-333-000 if you've got something to report in your neighbourhood. Thanks, Sarge.
Thanks very much. Have a good day. Now more than